All right, it was good to be back out here practicing and, you know, starting to prepare for a Monday night ball game. It helps to have, I think, a bonus practice in a way, having this day for us to work. We'll talk about injuries when we get together tomorrow. Probably the biggest change for us is what we're going to do at quarterback. We're going to try to get Josh ready for this Monday night ball game. He's been spending a lot of time with our coaches from the day he arrived to prepare to play and eventually start for our team. And you know, we're going to see how the week goes, but our anticipation is that he will be ready to go on Monday night and that he'll perform well. And we're going to need our entire team to perform well in order for us to get a win on Monday night in New York. Other than that, you know, we're just working as hard as we can to come back and get done the things we have to get done as a football team.
What's Josh Freeman done so far that you're inserting him likely as a starter on Monday?
I like the things that he's done in his career along with what he's done since he arrived here with our football team, the time that he's put in, how well he's adapted to our system, and like his work ethic. He's done enough for us to say, you know, we want to give him this opportunity, which is something we had in mind when we acquired him. And, you know, we think now's the time. And our coaching staff is going to do a great job in preparing him and making sure we have a game plan that will allow him to be successful and allow our team to be successful.
Hey, Les, is Ponder the backup?
Christian will be our backup on Monday night. You know, we still have quite a few days prior to Monday night, but yes.
Les, is this your decision, or does Rick get involved in this?
This is Coach Frazier and the coaching staff's decision, yep.
What you mentioned you want to see how Josh does this week. I mean, what kind of scenario would there be if we got to Sunday and you weren't sure?
Don't anticipate, you know, that coming up day, but you always got to be aware of the possibilities. So, you know, we'll have contingencies if somewhere to happen. You know, you hope nothing negative happens in practice, but you always have to have contingencies.
How much volume will you put in the game plan based on how little time Josh has spent here?
We'll put in just enough time for him to be able to execute and execute well and lead our team to victory on Monday night. We'll have enough in to do what we got to do.
Do you anticipate any other change, or is this kind of Josh's chance to seize the job and going forward here?
Yeah, you know, we're in hopes, Brian, that he's going to have a great game on Monday night, and that's how we're looking at it. We're not, you know, looking at the glass being half empty. We're, you know, we're expecting him to play well and our team to play well.
Hey, Les, do you plan on keeping Christian on the roster?
Yeah, you know, that's never crossed my mind that Christian wouldn't be on our roster, Brian. So, and it's not crossing my mind now. I don't see any scenario where he wouldn't be on our roster.
This was Adrian personal today? Or?
Yeah, okay. Personal matter, yep.
Is this related to what's going on in South Dakota?
It's a personal matter, yep, for Adrian, yep.
Les, how has he been able to handle everything since he's come back? I mean, this is obviously a very, very difficult thing for anyone.
Adrian. You said it. This is a very difficult situation, without question, and it has many challenges, many challenges.
Is Andy the only day he's going to miss?
Yes, as we speak. You know, he and I talk later today, but I expect him to be back tomorrow, ready to go.
Coach, sorry if you already addressed this, but with Josh taking over, did Matt lose the job, or was this the idea to get Josh in there as quickly as possible?
No, Jim, Matt did a good job for us, you know, led us to a good win against Pittsburgh and did some good things on Sunday as well. You know, just evaluated where we are as a football team and what we think Josh can give us at the quarterback position and made the decision based on that.
Do you have to address any potential concerns with the offensive guys with knowing that Josh is getting the job pretty quickly with not having much time here? Maybe some of the offensive guys have expressed anything to you about concerns about another switch?
Not directly to me, Dave. No.
How much, phrase it how you feel is best, but how much of the playbook will Freeman utilize Monday, you know, having to learn on the fly and all that?
We'll have enough from our playbook where he can function and have success and allow our offense to have success as well. You know, we're not going to have the entire playbook in, but we don't do that anyway. You know, we have game plans specifically for that team, and that's what we've done here as well. So we'll have enough in. where he won't get bogged down and he can go out and play well.
Plus, how soon in this process did you kind of see that Josh would be able to go within a week of getting here? How soon did you kind of have an idea that that was going to be a possibility?
That's a good question, Ben. Actually, last Wednesday we had we have a post practice with our guys, and he ran that, and he had only been with us about 24 hours, and the way he functioned that day, it was far different than what I expected or any of our coaches expected. But he had worked hard once he arrived. From the moment he stepped foot in the building, you know, he wanted to learn. And the way he handled himself in that practice, it changed my mindset about the possibilities. We had a time frame in mind originally, but watching what he did from the day he's arrived, that cemented it for me, that sooner was a possibility.
Is that with your scout team?
With our young guys afterwards, yeah.
Did you take any first-team reps at all last week, or today the first day for that?
Today was the first day with first-team reps, yep.
So going forward, what is Christian's role? Is he solely the backup? Does he have a chance to compete to get his job back?
For this season and for this ball game, primarily this ball game, he's going to be our backup quarterback in this game. And there's still so much football to be played, and there's so many things that could happen over the course of the remaining parts of this season. I don't want to pigeonhole Christian by any means, but Josh, we're hoping that he does well. That's why we put him in the lineup. And if something were to happen and Christian had to get in there, we expect Christian to play well, you know, also. So you know, we'll see how it goes as time goes on.
Let's play Christian over Castle for the number two.
Just went through some different things in my mind about, you know, what we needed to do and why we wanted to do it. And I really don't want to get in a lot of detail as to how I came to that conclusion. I have spoken with each one of them and explained to them how I have, but publicly, I don't really want to get into it.
Les, are you allowed to make these decisions all by yourself, or do you have to consult with Rick?
Oh, you know, with our ownership as well as Rick, when you're talking about the quarterback position, I mean, which affects your entire franchise, this is not a decision that you make alone. I informed them of what I was thinking and why I was thinking this and why I wanted to do it, and they signed off on it. But no, you don't make these kind of decisions on an island. I need their support, and I need them to understand why.
What's the last
quarterbacks haven't been a problem, though. Your defense has been a problem.
Our defense has not played well, Sid, and our defense has to play better. Our entire team has to play better, but our defense for sure has to play better.
What's the last week been like for Freeman? I mean, how much extra time has he put in spending it with Craig or Kevin?
Tim, he has put in a lot of hours here from the day, as I said earlier, from the day he arrived. He was here late last night, spending time with Craig and going through assignments and what we're going to do here today in practice. And I'm sure he's in there right now watching tape and visiting with the coaches. He has hung around this building. It's been good to see the way he has put the time in to prepare. And this is prior to knowing that this was going to happen this week. He has put in a lot of time trying to understand our offense and get acclimated to his teammates as well. So he's done a good job.
Les, you talked about talking to ownership and Rick. Do you have to tell them your decision and explain it to them, or do you have to ask them to make the decision?
What I did, Mark, was talk with them on Monday when I had in my mind what direction I wanted to go, explained it to them. And explained to them why I wanted to do it, and they asked me whatever questions they had, and then they signed off on it. They agreed.
And you have authority to, like, if they had not agreed with you, do you have authority to start who you want to start?
Yeah, I think that's always been the case, you know, and it'd be hard to be the head coach if you can't do that. You just
clarifying.
Yes, that's important. That's a good question, but it's very important. Yes. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thank you, Les.
All right.